ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Moshe Chaim Byron. Maseches Tumah is dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yaakov Deckelbaum, Le'ilu Nishmas Rav Eliyahu ben Rav Nata Getzel, and Rachel Leah Bas Rav Yitzchak.
Baisai, this is a special announcement for all Shas Illuminated participants. We are, Baruch Hashem, nearing the completion of Shas Illuminated Shiurim on all of Shas. Plans are underway for a major Siyum event to take place in December, and we want to share this simcha with you, our dear Lomdim. Please email siyum@shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS to receive updates about the Siyum.
Tmura Daf Tes Vov. The Mishnah brings a machlekes Tanoim where there's a din of Chatoyis HaMeses by Echatos HaTzibur. The sheet of the Tanakhama is that Chatoyis HaMeses were only said by Echatos HaYochid, not by Echatos HaTzibur. Therefore, if the Tzibur set aside a carbon Chatos, and then afterwards they were niskaper with a different one, the remaining chatos will not get a din to go to miso, rather will have a din of a meiser chatos. The din will be that it's reya at sheeple by mom, and with the money you'll buy an oilas nidvas sibor for kaitz hamizbeach. Rabbi Yehuda, however, holds that there is a din chatos hameisos by chatos at sibor. Now Rabbi Shimon explains, and Kaputa Rabbi Shimon is the Tanakhama, this is not a third shita. Rabbi Shimon explains, why is it that by chatos at sibor there's no din lemiso? He says, because since we know there's a hilchasa, halachal meishim, we've seen that there are five types of chatos hameisos, and three of them are not negeah by a korban tzibur. Vlad chatos is not negeah because all chatos of tzibur are zecharim. Tmuras chatos also is not negeah because tzibur, korban tzibur is not oista tmuro. And chatos shemesu bale also is not negeah because einat tzibur mesim. So you can discuss that more at length on Omid Reis. Once these three types are not negeah by chatos of tzibur, so then we understand that the whole hilchos is not said by chatos of tzibur, only by chatos of yochid. And therefore the remaining two, which really would be shaykh by a korban tzibur, of Rosh Nosa, and Iskapru Balea, there also there is no din of Chatoyis HaMeses by a Korban Tzibur. This is a Gemara in Harius, Daf Vav Amud Beis, and Tosfos brings it later on in Rasugya at the top of Tezayin Amud Beis. The Gemara there says, Kula Bechod Gemara Gmiri, there was one Hilchasa on all of them, therefore a type of carbon which does not have all five, the Hilchasa was not said at all. Now since this is the Shita of Reb Shimon, the only carbon where it's possible to have all five was the Hilchasa said, and therefore it's not only a Chatoyis HaTzibur which is Nismite because of this, that does not have the din of Chatoyis HaMeses, as even a Chatos HaShutfim also will not have the din of Chatoyis HaMeses. It usually wouldn't be possible to have a Chatos HaShutfim. A Chatos comes for being over in Avero. Each person has to bring his own Chatos. There is no such thing as Shutfim bringing a Chatos together. However, there is one example where we have a Chatos which is considered Chatos HaShutfim. The Gemara Numa Daf Nun Omer Aleph says the Par Yom HaKippurim of the Kohen Gadol, which came to be Mechaber for the Averis of the Kohen Gadol and for his wife and for all of Kohenim, the Gemara says they had the status of a Chatos HaShutfim, and therefore the Gemara says that according to Reb Shimon, who holds an Arab Mishnah that any carbon which is not possible to have all five Chatoyis HaMeses does not have the din set at all, so therefore a Chatos HaShutfim also would not have the din of Chatoyis HaMeses, since the carbon Shutfim does not have Tmura, so you don't have Tmura as Chatos, so even if it would be Niskaper Ba'acheres, also the din would be that it does not go to Misa because the din of Chatoyis HaMeses were not said by a carbon of Shutfim. So though Arab Mishnah talks about a case of a Chatos HaTzibur, the same is also true by Echatos HaShutfim. Now in the Sefer Mishmer HaLevi from Moshe Mordechai Schulzinger, over here in Tmura Simon Ayin Gimel, he has a lengthy and interesting discussion about the Shita of Reb Shimon, and he discusses over there what would Reb Shimon hold about a Seir Nasi. We know the din is that if a Nasi is Chayta, he doesn't bring a regular Echatos HaYochid, a Kispa or a Seira, that he has to bedafka bring a Seir, which is a Zachar. So since this type of Chatos cannot possibly have all five cases of Chatos HaMeses, you can't have a Vlad Chatos since it's a Zohar, so the Chayr of Shimon should hold that there is no din of Chatos HaMeses B'chlau by a Soyer Nasi. And it brings, there's actually a Tosis that says this, Tosis in Zochem Taf Kufi Beis Omer Aleph, in Dibur Maschel B'Seir Nasi, he says that according to Reb Shimon, a Soyer Nasi, since it cannot have a Vlad Chatos, was not set on it the din of Chatos HaMeses. It brings over there a correspondence that he had with Reb Moshe Feinstein Zitzal. Reb Moshe writes that this Tosis is a difficult Tosis because of the Gemara Numa Daf Nun, which we just mentioned. The Gemara brings that according to Reb Shimon, the Par Kohen Gadol B'Yom HaKippurim, when it's Diskaper Ba'aleh Ba'acheres, it does not go to Miso. And the Sugya over there, there's actually Malchikus between Abaya and Rava, whether the Par Yom HaKippurim has the status of a Korban Yochid, is it a Chatos Yochid or a Chatos Tzibur? And Abaya asked on Rava, according to you, that it's a Chatos Yochid, it's not a Chatos Tzibur, so why should it be according to Reb Shimon that it does not go to Miso? And that Gemara answered, which is what we mentioned before from that Gemara, that although it's not a Korban Tzibur, but it's a Chatos HaShutfim. And according to Reb Shimon, a Chatos HaShutfim also does not go to Misa, since it cannot have all five cases of Chatos HaMeses, it can't have Tumuras Chatos. And the kasha Moshe asks over there is, the Gemara should have said that according to Rav Shimon, it should not have a din of chatas hamesis because it's a zohar. The Par Yom Kippurim is a type of chatas which is a zohar, so it cannot have a vlad chatas, so that also should be a reason to say that there's no din chatas hamesis, and this reason is not mentioned in the Gemara. He brings the Gemara in Hurri's Daf Vav as well, which is also mashma, that if the Par Yom Kippurim would only be mechaber for the Kohen Gadol himself and not for anyone else, then according to Rav Shimon, it would have a din of chatas hamesis, even though it's a zohar. The way Tosfos says in Zvachim, the fact that it's a Zohar also should be a reason that it does not have a din of Chatas HaMesis, since it cannot have the case of Vlad Chatas. And Rav Moshe brings the Rambam as well, the Rambam in Perek Daud, Hochos Psula HaMekdoshim, Halacha Aleph. He brings the din of Chatas HaMesis over there, and he says over there, like Rav Shimon, that Chatas HaMesis is only by Chatas HaYochid, not by Chatas HaTzibor, since by Chatas HaTzibor you don't have all five. And then later on, in Halacha Beis, he says, Parvus Torah Shayom Kippurim, there's din is that if it's neskabar ba'acheres, there's no din chatoyas hamesis. And he says the reason is because it's a chatos of tibor, and chatos of tibor does not have the din of chatoyas hamesis. Again, the Moshe says, l'cher, we could have also said that it does not have din of chatoyas hamesis because it's a zohar. The Ram is also mashma that the fact that it's a zohar would not be reason to say that it does not have the din of chatoyas hamesis. And the Mishmar Levi over there, he quotes from the Chedusha Meir Simcha in Chelik Aleph in the Likutim on Zvachim Daf Kufir Beis. Rav Simcha writes over there, it's hard to say that there would be a din of Chatas HaMesis, even though Seir Nasi is a Zohar. Still, Rav Shimon would hold that there's din Chatas HaMesis, and he explains, because although the Zohar itself cannot have a Vlad, so it's not Shach to have Vlad Chatos from it itself, but since you could be Mamer, and from the Tmura could be in the Keva, and that could have a Vlad, and that Vlad of the Tmura would have the din of a Vlad Chatos, which goes Lamisa, so it is possible to have all five Chatas HaMesis, Vlad Chatos it can have, not from it itself, but from its Tmura. So in the Mishnah, when we're talking about a Chatas HaTzibor, there Rav Shimon says, three out of the five you cannot have. You cannot have a Vlad Chatos, or a Tmuras Chatos, or a Chatas Shemesu Baleha. There you can't have a Vlad Chatos because it itself is a Zohar, and you can't have a Vlad through its Tmura because a Chatas HaTzibor does not have Tmura. So male, that's why the Mishnah lists that it cannot have a Vlad Chatos, or Tmuras Chatos, or Chatas Shemesu Baleha. Hashem, when it comes to Seir Nasi, you can have all five, even though it itself is a Zohar, and therefore it cannot have a Vlad, but it can have a Vlad through its Tmura. That would be enough to consider that it has all five Chatoyos HaMesis. This is how Meir Simcha suggests, perhaps to say, you don't have to come onto the Chiddush of Tosfos, and you can say that Rav Shimon would hold that a Seir Nasi would have Chatoyos HaMesis. And the Mishmar Levi over there says, that perhaps the reason why Tosfos did not hold of this Teretz of the Ar Sameach is because it could be Tosfos holds that the Vlad of the Tmuras Chatos will have a Din Lamisa Azla, not only Mikarech Lehilchasa of Vlad Chatos, rather even Mikarech Lehilchasa of Tmuras Chatos. Since its mother had a din to go l'misa, so the Vlad which is born from that mother also gets a din l'misa, even without the hilchasa of Vlad Chatos. If so, so then Tosfos would hold, and here by Seir Nasi, you don't have all five hilchasas of Chatoyos HaMesis, since the only way you can have a Vlad is if it's born from a Tmura, and the Vlad gets a din of Chatoyos HaMesis, in that case, from the mother, so here you don't have all five, so then it wasn't said Bechlal, and you won't have any din of Chatoyos HaMesis at all, according to Rav Shimon. This is how Tosfos understood. Rav Hemshech L'Mishmar Levi over there writes that he came across the Tosfos in Yuma Samachei, over there Tosfos in Dibur Maschil V'chein. Tosfos says that a par koyim Mashiach, the din will be, it has the status of a chatas yachar, and even according to Rav Shimon, if it's a skaper b'ayin b'acheres, it will go to Misa. And he says, here we see that there's a Tosfos which argues on the Tosfos in Zvachom Kufyid Beis. This Tosfos in Yuma is mavur, that a par koyim Mashiach, even though it's a zachar, and cannot have a vlad chatos, still the din is that it will go to Misa. According to that Tosfos in Yuma, the same should also be by a Seir Nasi. Even though it's a Zohar and cannot have a Vlad Chatos, yet we don't find Rav Shimon says that there's no din of Chatoyos HaMesis. Now there is also a Tosfos Ishanim in Yuma, which is printed on Daf Nun Aleph Amid Aleph and Dibur Maslo Amay Nafkamino. It's really a Tosfos which is Shaykh back to Daf Nun Amid Aleph. Back upon there, the Tosfos Ishanim says even more clear that although Rav Shimon holds there's no Chatoyos HaMesis by Korban Tzibur because you don't have all five, Rav Shimon does not mean to be saying a klal in all Korbanis that the only way they could have a din of Chatoyos HaMesis is if you have all five. And it's a din specifically as far as Korban Tzibur, we cannot apply to other Korbanis, even if they do not have all five, for some other reason, Rav Shimon would still hold that there is a din Chatoyos HaMesis. And he explains over there that the Pshat in Rav Shimon is not that we know that in order for there to be a din Chatoyos HaMesis that you have to have all five. The Arush Rav Shimon says that since Chatos HaTzibur does not have Vlad Chatos, Tmuras Chatos, and Chatos Shemesu Baleo, therefore the halacha was not said there, he doesn't mean that this is the Siba. This is not the reason why the Hilchasa does not apply to the other two, rather this is just a simon ledover. Since it was questionable where exactly the halacha l'moshe m'sinai of Chatoyos HaMesis were said, we'll see later on, after Zayin HaMabeis, according to one shita, There really were only four chatoyos and mesos, and they weren't sure which were these four. The fifth one really was supposed to go to Ria. That which the din is the mice that all five are mesos, it's only misafik. Rakapam the Toysis Hashanim says, since they were not sure whether the Hilchasa was said by chatoyos HaYochid or chatoyos HaTzibor, now which some of the five do not apply to chatoyos HaTzibor, that's how they knew that the Hilchasa was never said over there. But not that really it's a tnei. There is no condition that in order for there to be a din chatoyos HaMesos, it has to be that all five would apply. Therefore, clearly according to Toysis Hashanim, it could even apply to a Zachar, even a Chatos of Zachar, like Seir Nasi, even though it doesn't have all five, it will still have chatoyos HaMesos by the rest of them. That which the chatoyos HaShud from the din is, as we were over there in Yuma, that according to Shimon, there's no din chatoyos HaMesos. It's not the pshat because you need all five, and chatoyos HaShud from does not have tmuras chatos. Rather, the Gemara over there somehow understood that chatoyos HaShud from has the same din as chatoyos HaTzibor. If by chatoyos HaTzibor the Hilchasa was not said, it wasn't said by chatoyos HaShud from either. That point would seem to need further hesber. Why is it clear that these two dinim are tali zebezeh? Balkapam, the way he learns over there, if we find by a different type of chatos that it doesn't have all five chatos and mesos, there is no such din that you have to have all five in order for the Hilchasa to have been said. This is Zachary will be the pshat in the Tosis in Yuma, which the Mishmar Levi brought. This is what Moshe Feinstein seems to have held. That's how he understood with Asta Ramam as well. The Rav Shim does not mean to be saying a general klal. Even if we find other chatos that for some reason do not have all five chatos and mesos, like for example a Zachar, still there would be a din of chatos and mesos according to Rav Shimon. Now further on in the same simon over there in the Mishmar Levi, in Oiz Dawud, he wants to say a Dvar Chiddush, and that is that perhaps in the Mishnah there really are three different Tanoim. We mentioned before that Kipshutei Rav Shimon is the same sheet as the Tanakama. The Tanakama said that there's no din of chatoyos HaMesis by a carbon sibor, and Rav Shimon went on to explain the pshat because since three of the chatoyos HaMesis you don't have by a carbon sibor, therefore the Hilchasa was not said at all. However, Moshe Matcha suggests that maybe really there are two different sheetas, and the sheet of the Tanakama is, and he says this is Mashmois of Rashi over here, and Dibur Maschel Eino Mesa. Rashi says, according to the Tanakama, Halachal Moshe Mesinai was only for a carbon yochid, not for a carbon tzibur. And then Rashi, when he's explaining the Tanakama, he doesn't say anything about the fact that you have to have all five chatois together. A carbon which doesn't have all five, doesn't have any of them. That we only see later on in the sheet of Reb Shimon. He wants to suggest, at least Badas Rashi, that there really are two different sheetas over here. According to the sheet of the Tanakama, the only case which does not have chatois and mesis is a chatos tzibur. The Hilchasa was only said by a chatos yochid, not by a chatos tzibur. According to Reb Shimon, there's a new klal. It's not dependent on Yochid or Tzibor, as the clause it has to be a type of carbon which has all five chatoyos HaMesos, and for that reason the Gemara says in Yuma Daf Nun that according to Rav Shimon, even a chatos HaShutfim, which in truth is not really a carbon Tzibor, it's a carbon Yochid, but since also doesn't have all five, therefore it was not said the din of chatoyos HaMesos, the Tanakama would argue on that, because according to the Tanakama, the only difference is between a carbon Yochid and a carbon Tzibor, a chatos HaShutfim, which is a carbon Yochid, would have the din of chatoyos HaMesos according to the Tanakama. And according to this, obviously, that which Tosis writes in Zvachim Daf Kuf Yud Beis, that a Seir Nasi, also not of din of Chatoyos HaMesis, according to Reb Shimon, that will only be according to the Sheet of Reb Shimon, and not according to the Tanakama. According to the Tanakama, since it's a Chatos HaYochid, it would have a din of Chatoyos HaMesis. Now, another example of a type of Chatos where perhaps Reb Shimon would hold, there is no din Chatoyos HaMesis, since you don't have all five, is a Chatos HaOif. Chatos HaOif does not have Tmuras Chatos. As the Mishnah says in Daf Yud Gimel Amar Aleph, there's no din Tmura by an Oif. And the Shaila is, what would Rav Shimon hold in that case? Would there be a din of chatoyos HaMesis? The Rambam in Perek Dalet Hilchos Psula HaMikdashim Halacha Aleph, that's the Rambam paskins the din of chatoyos HaMesis, and he paskins like Rav Shimon over there, the chatos HaTzibor does not have all five, therefore there is no Hilchasa. The Rambam over there does not differentiate between the chatos Behemah and the chatos HaOif. The Mashmais would be that the Rambam holds, even though we paskin like Rav Shimon, still the din is that the chatos HaOif does have the Hilchasa of chatoyos HaMesis. I've just mentioned that there is a Rashi Nozir Chofal from Abiz and Dibra Maschal Vahainu Taima. As we know, Rashi Nozir is not really Rashi, it's the Mefarish. Bakabam, there he writes that there is no Hilchasa of Chatoyos HaMesis by Oifos. And the side in the Gilyan, Rabbi Saul Ransberg points out, this is a steer to that which the Mefarish writes earlier in Dafid Beis Amar Aleph and Dibra Maschal Kan Stuma. There is before that there is a Din Chatoyos HaMesis by Oifos. There is also a Rashi Menachos Daf Daud on Abiz. Dibra Maschal Lo Yavim Yoshim Chatoso. Over there, Rashi is talking about a Yoledes. The din is that if a Yoledes died before she had a chance to bring her Karbonis, the din is that as far as her Chatos is concerned, even if she had been Mefresh in the Chatos, still the din is the Yoshim did not bring it. Rashi explains because it's the Chatos Shemesu Baaleho, which is one of the five Chatos HaMesos. We know that the Chatos that a Yoledes brings is an Oif, So Rashi's mevur that it's a din chatoras hameisis. So this inyan whether it's a din chatoras hameisis by chatas oif is discussed by Arichos in the Shar HaMelech in Perek Dav Hilchos Psula Mekdosh Malocha Aleph. He brings over there to Sefta and Tmura Perek Aleph Alocha Tes, which says beferish ilu dvarim shabeim behima lo oif. Tesefta enumerates differences between a carbon of a behima and a carbon of an oif. One of the differences is that a carbon behima yishba chatoras hameisis vashenkin oifis. So Tesefta says clearly there is no din chatoras hameisis vechatas oif. The Maaseh Shar HaMelech wants to go with the Mahalach. This will be telling the machlekes between Rav Shimon and Rav Huda in our Mishnah. He suggests that the Sefta is going according to the sheet of Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon holds that since Chatas Oif does not have all five Chatas HaMeisos, there's no Tmuras Chatas by Oifos, and also his Mavur over there is no Din Vlad Chatas by Oifos either, since the Vlad is not Yotze Megufa, he does not get the status of a Vlad Chatas. Rakapam, since according to Rav Shimon you need all five and you don't have all five by Oifos, therefore the Hilchoso is not said. And based on that which we explained before, the Chardis will be telling the two Taisis in which we saw, the Taisis in Zvachim Daf Kufir Beis, which is Mavur, and a Chatas, which is a Zachar. Also, Rav Shimon says, there's no Din Chatas and Mesis, since it doesn't have all five. According to that, maybe Enichanami Oifis also would not have all five, it would also not have the Hilchasa. Ashenking, according to the Taisis in Yuma, which the Mishmar Levi brought, that Taisis in Mavur, there is a Din Chatas and Mesis by Zacharim, and according to the Taisis of Shanim, which we brought in Yuma, which says clearly, even according to Rav Shimon, he never meant to say that it's really a din that you have to have all five in order for the Hilchos to have been said. It's really only a din by Chatas HaTibur and Chatas HaShutfim. According to that Shita, L'chor there would be a din Chatas HaMeisos by Chatas HaOif according to Rav Shimon. According to the way the Mishmar Levi suggested that there are two different Tanaim in the Mishnah, Huagan Yerbi Huda, the Tanakama and Rav Shimon, according to the Tanakama, only Chatas HaTibur is excluded from the din of Chatas HaMeisos. Mashenkin other Chatois, even if they don't have all five, the Hilchasa was said. Mashenkin, according to Rav Shimon, there's a din. In order for the Hilchasa to have been said, you need to have all five Chatas HaMeisos. If so, by Oifus, which does not have some of them, the Hilchasa would not have been said. The Maaseh Nes Simon in the Mishmar Levi, later on, he writes that he was very excited to find that the Meiri and Kedushin Daf Yud Gimel is actually Mavur, the way he wanted to suggest that there are two different Tanoim, the Sheet of the Tanakam and the Sheet of Rav Shimon. The Gemara of the Kedushin Yud Gimel Medreis brings the Mishnah, which says that an Isho had a Chi of Iledes, and she was mafish or Karbonis, and then as the Yashim did not bring the Chatas after she dies, the Meiri explains, since it's Mesa Baalel, it's one of the Chatas HaMeisos, and the Meiri says, even though there's a Tosefta which says that there's no Din Chatas HaMeisos by Chatas Oif, he says that's only according to the Sheet of Rav Shimon, because Rav Shimon holds all five Chatas HaMeisos are Toli Zebezeh, and if a Chatas Oif, which does not have all of them, the Hilchasol is not said Bechlal. The Meiri says over there clearly, he says that's only according to Rav Shimon, but according to the Chachamim, as long as it's possible to have some of the Chatois, you don't need all five for the Hilchasa to have been said. The only case where the Hilchasa was not said, according to the Chachamim, is Bechatas HaTzibur. So the Meiri is clearly saying that there's a Shita of the Chachamim will hold that there's no Hilchasa of Chatas Mesis Bechatas HaTzibur, but by other types of Chatois, Chatas HaYochad, there was a Hilchasa, even in a case where you don't have all five together, for example, Bechatas HaOif. So although the Meiri does not say clearly that these are the two Shittos in our Mishnah, the Tanakama and Rav Shimon, but Gefuta, that's what his Kavana is, Aderech, that which the Mishmar Levi wanted to be Mechadish, the Tanakama holds that only Mechatas HaTibur was excluded, but Mechatas HaYochad does have the Hilchasa, and even in a case where you don't have all five, like Mechatas HaOif, the Hilchasa was still said. The Meis of the Meiri is Mavur that LaHalacha, we don't pass him like the Sheet of Rav Shimon, right, like the Sheet of the Chachamim, we hold there's no Din Chatas HaMeisos, Mechatas HaTibur, but a Chatas Yachid, even in a case where you don't have all five Chatas HaMeisos, for example, Chatas HaOif, or a Chatas which is a Zachar, there we hold La Halacha that there is a Din Chatas HaMeisos. But thus, the Rambam will need still further clarification, because although on one hand the Rambam does paskin, there's no Hilchos of Chatas HaMeisos by Chatas HaTzibur, and he does not paskin that there's no Hilchos of Chatas HaMeisos by Chatas HaOif, so that would fit well with the Meiri that understands the Sheet of the Tanakama to be this way, the Chatas HaTzibur were excluded from the Din of Chatas HaMeisos, but Chatas HaOif would not be excluded. However, when the Rambam explains what's the pshat, why there's no Din Chatas HaMeisos by Chatas HaTzibur, he does explain the reason is, since three of them do not apply to the Tzibur, therefore the rest do not apply either, El Chai would not go like this Meiri. However, the Chai, we can explain the Rambam using the Taisis Hishanim which we quoted before. Taisis Hishanim Yuma's Mavur, that which we say there's no Din Chatas HaMeisos by Chatas HaTzibur, because we don't have all five, that's not a Tzibur, rather that's a Simin. This is how we know that the Hilchasa was not said by Chatas HaTzibur, but not that this is the reason. Therefore, by Chatas HaYochad, even if there will be a case where you don't have all five, there will still be a Din of Chatas HaMeisos. That would explain why the Ram did not bring the Chatas HaOif also was excluded from the Din of Chatas HaMeisos. Now I'll continue on. The Gemara brings a brisa which darshins from the pasuk which says, "Im keves yavi karboni lechatos nekeva tmimu yigviyena." Rashi explains there's an extra word in this pasuk. It didn't have to say the word yavi. It could have just said "im keves karboni lechatos." From there we darshin that if he was mafish one chatos and it got lost, he was mafish a second one, and then he finds the first one by reshteim imdes. He has both of them mifonov. How do we know that he has a choice to be makriv of either one? From the extra word yavi in the pasuk, we learn eizem mehem sheyirtze yavi. And the Rashal and other Achayim explain the havmina before this drasha. You would have thought you have to bedafka bring the first one. There's actually gemara later on daf chavdal omer aleph. According to one shita, there's a mitzvah lechatchila to be makriv of dafka the first one. That's the havmina here as well. You have to bedafka be makriv of the first one. From the extra word, we learn that he has a choice. He can be makriv of the second one if he wants. And the brisa then continues. From the word yiviyena in this pasuk, we know that he can only be makriv one, achas v'loy shtayim. Here already the Achayim are bothered, what is the havmina to say that he will be able to be makriv both chatois? So firstly, the question to be asked is, after he's makriv one, the second one already gets a din l'misa azlo, because it's a chatas sheneskapu baleo. So that kash is not difficult, because as we see behemshech over here, and there are shittas which hold the din of chatas sheneskapu baleo, l'misa azlo is only in the case where he was mafish one chatas and it was nevad, and meanwhile he was mafish the second one and was meskaper with the second one, then only afterwards did he find the first one. That's where the din is that it's meskaper ba'acheres, and it goes l'misa. Mashenkin in the case where the first one was found before he was makriv the second one, that's not included in the din of chatas sheneskaper ba'aleha. So according to the havmin over here, the havmin that you can makriv both of them after he's makriv the first one, the second one will not get a din l'misa azla. However, what the Achayim do ask is, how could there be a havmina that both of them could be hukrav as a chatos? We know that one cannot bring a chatos as a nedova. A chatos b'davka has to come to be mechaper for a chet. Once he brought the first one already, he has a kapara for his chet. What is the tad that he could bring an additional one? This chatos is not being mechaper for anything, and a chatos cannot be brought as a nedova either. This is a kasha which many achronim deal with. What is the havmina over here? Why do you need this extra drasha? So there's one answer given from the Sefer Pirushim V'chidushim, a choshev sefer Maseches Tzmura. He suggests the Havmin would be without this extra drasha, since he has two behemoths, both of them were niskadish for his chiyuv chatos, he has to use both of them to be miskaper with. So what he would have to do is, he would have to wait for both of them to get a mum, then he could be paid to them, and with this money he'll buy a more expensive behemoth, and he'll be miskaper with that chatos. That would be the Havmin without this extra drasha. And we find this concept in the Mishnah later on, daf chav beiz amud beiz. The Mishnah over there says a case for one was mafish a chatos, and it got lost. Afterwards, he was mafish a second one, and eventually he found the first one. And now already both of them have a mum. The Mishnah says the din is that he should sell both of them, be paid to them, and use the money from both of them to buy a new chatos. So in the Sefer Purushim Echidushim, he says that's the havmin here as well. Even if they're not bali mum, you wouldn't think you have to wait till they get a mum. The same way the Mishnah over there says that if once they got a mum, you sell both of them and use the money from both to bring a carbon, you would have thought that's what one has to do in the chatchila, wait till they get a mum, and use the money from both of them to buy a new chatos. Another pshat that he suggests over there is, although we know from the Gemara in Zvachim Daf Tes, the Gemara over there says that if one is mafish a chatos for a specific chet, he cannot use it for a different chet. The Gemara over there says that if he ate dam and he's mafish a chatos for his chiyuv for eating dam, afterwards he ate chelev, he cannot use the original chatos for the second avera. The chatos has to be used dafka for the avera which it was originally designated for. However, he suggests that without this drasha from the pasuk, one would have said, when do we say he cannot use the chatas dam for the chiv of achilas chilev? It's only if he has not yet been niskaper for the chet of achilas dam. Once already he had a kapar for the chet of achilas dam, that already that chatas can be used for a different chet. So usually this would not be negeir, because if he was mafish a karbin for his chiv of achilas dam, then he's niskaper b'acheres, so we'll get a din l'misa azla. It'll be included in the hilchos of chatas amesis, since it was niskaper b'ala b'acheres. Once he has a din to go l'misa, it cannot be used for a different chet. However, here we have an example where there's an extra chatas which is not evident to go to Misa. As we explained, it's not included in the Hilchasa. The Skaper Baal Ba'acheres, according to this, would mean only if you got lost and you only found it after you already niskaper with a different one. Here, where you found it before you niskaper with a different one, this would not be included in the Hilchasa or the Skaper Ba'acheres. Once it's not included in the Hilchasa, there would be a half minute to say you could use it for a different chet. So when the Gemara says Yachal Yavi Shteim, the Gemara does not mean to say you could bring both chatois for one chet. It also does not mean to say you can bring it as an edova. Rather, what it means to say is that if you have another chiyuv chatas on you, you could use this payment for your other chiyuv. And now we have the drasha tam loimer yiviyena, which tells us that you cannot bring the second one. Now we can just point out over here, according to this understanding of the havmina, that you can be makriv both of them. The second one you'll be makriv for a different chet. what exactly is the Kamash Malon? There seems to be two ways of understanding the Kamash Malon. On one hand, you can understand this Joshua of Yiviano to be telling us a klal, that which we say that a carbon which is hufresh for one chet cannot be used for a different chet. From this Joshua, we're learning that this rule applies even in a case where you already niskapa for the original chet. We don't say like the Havmina, that in this case you can't switch the carbon from one chet to a different chet, since you had been niskapa already for the first chet. That even if you were niskapa already, once the carbon already has a shem on it, that it was designated for a chatas achilas dam, it cannot be used for achilas chelev. On the other hand, perhaps you can understand the Kamash Malon differently, that in theory, really the Havmina was correct. If you're mafresh a chatas for a specific chet, and you're ready niskapa for that chet, then you already would be able to bring it for a different chet. But the Gzeiras HaKosef here is telling us that when you have two chatois, which were hufash for the same chet, you have both befaneinu, and you choose one of them to be miskapa with, and the other one is extra, Torah is telling us the second one loses its din hakrova. It's not supposed to be hukrav on the mezbeach, rather it's supposed to go either l'riya or l'misa. But upon the reason why you cannot use it for a different chet is not because of the din, that once it hasn't in the shame of achatas dam, it cannot be used for achiv achilas chelev. Rather, be'esam mitzad that, you would be able to switch it. But the pasuk is coming to tell us, there's a gzeiras HaKosef that it cannot be hukrav on the mezbeach at all, when the two behemoths befaneinu, which were both hufrash for the same chiv chatos, and you choose to be makiv one of them, the other one loses entirely its din hakrava. So these are two possible ways of understanding what is the Kamash Malon according to this Hezbara of the Havmina of the Gemara. As Biskrovov here also addresses this question, what is the Havmina to say that you can be makir of both of them? One cannot bring two karbanis for the same chet. We also know one cannot bring a chatas as an adova, so what is the Havmina over here? The Biskrov gives a few terutim. One of the terutim which he gives is, the Havmina to be makir of both of them is not in the case where he was makir of one, and he was yotzei his chi of chatos, there Echam, you would know he cannot be makir of the second one. However, if it would be possible that he brought the first one in a way that he was not yotzei his chiv, there you would think that he can bring the second one because he still has a chiv to bring his chatos, Kamash Malon, that he cannot bring the second one. What would be such a case? It's not simple to find a case where he was makir of the first one and it was kosher, but yet still he was not yotzei his chiv. Other Kabbanists, we know the klal that if one is makir of the carbon shalei lishma, then it is kosher of the olah lebailam v'shem chayva. The carbon is kosher, but he was not yotzei his chiyuv. However, that does not work by a chatas, because chatas shelig lishma, the din is that it's possible. What would be the case where he was makir of the first carbon and it was kosher, yet he was not yotzei his chiyuv? The Biskrov brings a case based on the Rambam Perek Tezvov, Hilchos Psulim, Magdoshim, Alocha, Dawid. The Rambam over there writes that if one brings a chatas l'shem chulin, the din is that it's kosher for the other bailon l'shem chayva. So there is such an example where one could bring a chatas that it's kosher, yet he was not yotzei his chiyuv. And the Biskrov says, in that case, if the first one was brought l'shem chulin, so you would have thought that he could bring the second one to be yotzei his chiyuv chatos. Kamash Malon, that's what we need this drasha of Yuviyeno. The pasuk tells us, once he was makir of the first one, he cannot be makir of the second one. So now that you understand, this is a big chiddush. This is the case where he still needs the second one for his chiyuv chatos. Although he brought the first one, he was not yotzei his chiyuv with it. Still, we're learning from the pasuk that he cannot bring the second one, since once he brings the first one, that already invalidates the second one. Now, obviously, if he would have brought the first one in a way that it would have been possible, then Echnam, you can bring the second one. That's not considered that he's makir of the first one, Bechlal. Here's an example where he was makir of it and it was kosher, yet it was not yotzei his chiyuv. Here the pasuk is telling us that he cannot bring the second one. Yevgeny says that once he brought one, he cannot bring the second one. We can take a look further in the Chiddush HaGrius. He brings other terutim to explain the Havmina of the Gemara over here. But we would have thought one would have been able to bring both of these chatois. Now we'll continue on, and the Gemara at the bottom of the Amud asks, on the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda holds there is a din of chatos sheneskapru balea by korban tzibur as well, and that the Gemara asks, umiyik laman da omer chatos atzibur shekipru balea meso, v'otanya, the Gemara asks from a braisa which is mevur, that the oily hagoylo, when they came back to Eretz Yisrael to build the second base of Migdosh, they brought seirei chatos to mechaper for the chet of Avodah Zorah, which the tzibur did be made tzidkiyohu. And the Gemara says, from here you see that there is no din of chatas shemesu ba'aleh by a korban tzibur, because here surely some of the ones who were over the Avodah Zorah, they made tzidkiyo, had died out already, it was 70 years beforehand, still they were able to bring this chatas. So from here we see there is no din of chatas shemesu ba'aleh by a korban tzibur. And the kasha is the same Rabbi Yehuda holds in the Mishnah that there is a din of chatas sheneskapru ba'aleh by a korban tzibur. Therefore he would also hold there's a din of chatas shemesu ba'aleh by a korban tzibur. If so, how were they able to bring this carbon chatas? Now, Taisa over here in Dibur Maslal Kosal Kadaitach, he asks, now which the Gemara assumes that according to Rabbi Yehuda, the same way there is a din of chatas sheniskapru balea by chatas atzibor, so to chatas shemesu balea also would apply to a carbon tzibor, and the kash is the Mishnah itself is mavur not like this, Because the whole tain of Rav Shimon Keneged Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah is the same way that you're masking that three out of the five do not apply to a chatas atzibor. Vlad chatas, tmuras chatas, and chatas shemesu balea, those who do not have by a carbon tzibor. Therefore, Rav Shimon said the other two also do not apply to a chatas atzibor. Mashmari says that even Rabbi Yehuda would be masking that the din of chatas shemesu balea would not apply to a chatas atzibor. So Tosfos answers that which Rav Shimon says in the Mishnah as a davar pasha that everyone would agree chatas shemesu balea would not apply to a carbon tzibor. What Rav Shimon over there was referring to is a case where all of the tzibor died out. Rav Shimon says the same way you're masking that it's not possible to have a chatas atzibor shemesa where all of the bialim died. It's not possible for all of Klai Yisrael to die out. This is how the Rambam, the Pirush Mishnayis on our Mishnah explains. He says when Rav Shimon says in our Mishnah that it's not possible to have chatas shemesu baalea by chatas atzibor, Rav Shimon means because it's not possible for all of Klai Yisrael to die out. The Rambam says that it's an ikur biyodenu, a yisayt that we have that a shevet leikola biyisrael. There will never be a shevet which is totally eradicated. Koshken Klai Yisrael kulu, the Rambam says. This was the tain of Rav Shimon. Everyone is masking that it's not possible to have a case of chatas tzibor shemesu baalea, since it's not possible for all of Klai Yisrael to die out. Therefore, Rav Shimon said, once you don't have that one, you don't have vlad chatas or tmuras chatas either. Therefore, the whole hilchos was not said. That everyone is masking to. However, Taisis says, the Gemara here holds that if his mixas baalim, part of Klai Yisrael, which the carbon was coming to be mechaper for them, had died out, that already would be telling the machaikas Rav Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda that there would be a din of chatas hamesis by a chatas atzibor. According to Rav Shimon, there's no din chatas hamesis, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, that any chatas hamesis where it's possible, where it's negei b'tzibor, the hilchasa was said, therefore here as well, if mixas bailim, part of Klai Yisrael, who the carbon was destined to be mechaper for, had died out, that would be a case of chatas shamesu ba'alea, and even though it's a carbon tzibor, Yehuda holds that the dinam of chatas hamesis were said by a carbon tzibor as well. In other words, Taisus explains, the Gemara originally understood that surely there were people who were oivet avodah zarah who were still alive, and the carbon will be mechaper for them, but since the carbon was intended to be mechaper for others who had died already, that would also give a din of chatas hamesis that's considered chatas shamesu ba'alea. Now the problem with understanding this Taisus is, once Taisus establishes that the din of chatas shamesu ba'alea applies even in a case where only mixas ba'alim had died already, and that's possible to happen even by a chatas atzibor, if so, what is the tain of Rav Shimon in the Mishnah? Rav Shimon is trying to prove the same way three of the chatas shamesis do not apply to a chatas atzibor, the other two do not apply either. Why does Rav Shimon say the chatas shamesu ba'alea does not apply to a carbon tzibor? And as Taisus explains, what Rav Shimon meant is that it's not possible for the entire tzibor to die. The problem is, still, once Taisus establishes even Mesas Mixas Balea is also included in Chatas Shemesu Balea, and that it is possible to have by a Chatas Atzibor. So what difference does it make that it's not possible to have Mesu Kol Balea? Still, as long as there is a case of Chatas Shemesu Balea which could apply by a Chatas Atzibor, that should already be enough to say that other Chatas Mesas should also have been said. L'chay, what Taisus means to say is that there are two types of Chatas Shemesu Balea. There's Chatas Shemesu Mixas Balea and Chatas Shemesu Kol Balea. By Chatas HaYochid, there we know definitely the Hilchos of Chatas HaMesis were said. There by Chatas HaYochid, there only is Mesu Kol Balea. It's not Shach Miktas Balea because Chatas is not owned by Shutfim. A normal Chatas which is coming for a Chet Yochid is owned by one Bailim, so if he died it's Mesu Kol Balea. Therefore, Reb Shimon holds, since it's not possible Mesu Kol Balea by Chatas HaTzibor, therefore the Hilchos was not said. By Shenken according to Reb Yehuda, the din of Chatas HaMesis were said by Chatas HaTzibor wherever it's Negea, so any chanami, a case of chatas shemesu kol balea would not be possible by chatas atzibor. It's not possible for all of the tzibor to have died out. But still, mesu mixas balea would be possible by chatas atzibor. According to Behuda, the din should apply over there. This is how the other Shlema explains Taisvis. Ba'akupam, the kasha of the Gemara was that according to Behuda, how could the Eli Bavel bring these Syria avodah zarah? L'chay was the chatas shemesu ba'alea. Now Taisvis of Yandira Maschel v'ahocha, he asks a simple question. Chatas shemesu ba'alea, the way we know of it, is a case where one was mafresh chatas, and after the afrosha, the bainum dies, that's what the din is that this chatas goes l'misa. However, in this case, the Eli Bavel were first makdish the carbon, the chatas for the avodah zarah, when they came up from Bavel and they were ready to be makrevit, there's no reason to assume that any of the ones who were oivet avodah zarah died after the afrosha before the akrava. Although they died out during the 70 years of Golos Bavel, that would not give it a din of chatas shemesu ba'alea, it's only if the bainum died after the afrosha. Just to clarify, Taisus in his kasha does not mean to be saying that they are only mafresh lechatas nor to be mechaper for the oivdei avodah zarah who were still alive. That's the Gemara's teretz v'hemshech. Rather, in the kasha of the Gemara, we understood that they are mafresh lechatas and they are makrevit for anyone who is oivdei avodah zarah, even those who had died already. Yet what Taisus is asking is that even if they were mafresh lechatas on behalf of those who had died already, still that will not give it a din of chatas shemesu ba'alea. The Hilchos of Chata Shemesu Bale is only in the case where the Bayam died after the Hafrasha. So if so, what's the Gemara's Kasha? Taisus is bothered. Maybe really there is a din of Chata Shemesu Bale by Chata Satzibor, but in this case it was known who died after the Hafrasha before the Hakrava. So Taisus answers this Kasha B'Shem Rabbeinu Nisanel, and Taisus explains the Gemara means to ask like this. If we see that they could be mafresh a carbon on behalf of someone who died already, and when the carbon is hukrav, the dead person receives his kapara, if so, we see yesh kapara lemesim. There is a concept of a mace receiving his kapara. If so, Kolshkein Taisa says, in a case where you're mafresh the carbon, and then the Balaam died, for sure you should be able to be makrav the carbon. Meaning, Taisa understands, the Arush Adin is chata shemesu bala goes lemisa, that's based on in kapara lemesim. There's a Rashi in Ilah Daf Yudam Rebeis, a Dibur Maschov Vlad Chatos, which says like this as well, the Arush is a Hilchasa, the Chata Shemesu Balea goes Lemisa, that's because there's no way to be Neskaper with this carbon. Once we know Inka Par Lemesim, on that the Hilchasa was said, that since there's no way he could be Neskaper with this carbon, what do you do with it? It goes Lemisa. But if it would have been possible to be Neskaper with this carbon, there would be no din that it goes Lemisa. And this is the Gemara's Kasha over here. We see from these Psukim in Ezra, that it's possible to be mafish and to be makir of a carbon on behalf of someone died already when it's a carbon sibor. We don't say inka parla mason when it comes to a carbon sibor. If so, it's a kolshkein, Taisa says. For sure, in a case when you were mafish a carbon sibor, and then some of the ones who did the aveir died afterwards, for sure they should be included in the kapara, and we won't say inka parla mason. And once the carbon works in mechaber for them as well, there should no longer be a din of chatas hamesis, which again, as we said, the din of chatas hamesis by a case of chatas shekibru balel is only because inka parla mesim, and what we're proving over here is that that klal of inka parla mesim does not apply to a carbon sibur. Taisus considers this a koshkin, that if we find that we could be mafresh a carbon for someone who did the avera even after he died already, and it could be mechaper for him, surely in the case it was hufresh before he died, it should be able to be mechaper him even after he died. Now Taisus would seem to need further clarification. The way he explains the kasha of the Gemara, what exactly is it that the Gemara is bothered by, that according to Rabbi Yehuda, the same Rabbi Yehuda holds that chata semesis by chata sheneskapru baleho, even by a carbon tzibor, by chata shemesu baleho, also there should be din chata semesis even by a carbon tzibor. The way Taisus is explaining now, there's a good reason why even according to Rabbi Yehuda, chata shemesu baleho would not apply to a carbon tzibor, since by a carbon tzibor it could be mechaper even lachar misa. So once the chatas could be mechaper for the entire tzibor, even those who had died already, and the Hilchos of Chata Shemesu Balel is based on Inka Parla Mesim, by carbon tzibor is no Inka Parla Mesim, so there surely Rabbi Yehuda would be masking for this reason that there's no din of Chata Shemesis, by Chata Shemesu Shemesu Balel. What's the comparison from Chata Shemesu Shemesu Balel to Chata Shemesu Shemesu Balel? So in the Kehilas Yaakov in Harius, Simon Zayin, he explains our Tosfos. What Tosfos means to say is, since according to Rabbi Yehuda there is a din of Chata Shemesis by Chata Shemesis, the only exceptions are Vlad Chatas and Tmuras Chatas, since those cases are not possible to have Betzibor. Any case where it is possible, we take it as a given that the Hilchasa was said over there. So once we know that there was a Hilchasa, by Chatas Sheneskapru Balel and Chatas Shemesu Balel also, since as we explained it's possible to have a case of Chatas Shemesu Mixas Balel. So once there is a Hilchasa of Chatas Shemesu Balel, by case of a Chatas of Tzibor, the best thing what Taisa is really asking is the other way around, that itself should be a right to us, that we say Inka Parla Mesim even by a Korban Tzibor. Since if there would be no Klav Inka Parla Mesim, it would be possible to get a Kapar even Lachar Misa when it comes to a Chatas HaTzibor, and it would not make sense to say the Hilchasa that should go to Misa. As we said, Taisus is Mavur, Al Derech L'Rashi Me'ilo, the Hilchasa that should go to Misa when it's Mesu Balel, it's only based on Inka Parla Mesim that it's not possible to be a Skarpa with this carbon anymore. So if there's a Hilchasa even by a Chatas HaTzibor, that if it's Mesu Balel, then it goes to Misa, so Nichlal, that is Inka Parla Mesim even by a Chatas HaTzibor. Now is the Kasha, if so, how are they able to be makir of these Seir Avodah Zarah over here? Once you know the Inka Parla Mesim even by a Chatas HaTzibor, how are they able to be mafish and makir of these Karbonis on behalf of those people who had died already? Akapam, according to this explanation of Taisis, the Gemara never meant to ask that these Seir Avodah Zarah, which Sa'ili Bavel brought, should have Din Chatas HaMesis. It would not have Din Chatas HaMesis because it was Hufresh after the Misa. It's only Din Chatas HaMesis if after the Hafrasha the Bailam died. The Moras Kasha just was that according to Behuda, there's a Din Chatas HaMesis by Chatas Shemesu Balel even by a carbon tzibor. That should be a Mekar that the Klal of Inka Parla Mesim applies even by a carbon tzibor. If even in a case where the Bayam died after the Hafrasha, he cannot get a Kapara. Koshka in the case where he died before the Hafrasha, we should say Inka Parla Mesim even here by a carbon tzibor. And what's the Teres of the Gemara? The Gemara says, Amr of Papa, Afil Mand Amr Chatas Tzibor Shekibru Balel Mesa, Chatas Tzibor Shemesu Balel Eina Mesa. If you should ain't at Tzibor Mesim. The Gemara in the Torah says Mechadish, that a carbon which is coming to be Mechaper for an entire Tzibor, you don't look at it as if it's coming to be Mechaper for many individuals, and there's a unit called the Tzibor, it's considered a different entity, and therefore even if some of the individuals die, it will not get a din of Chatas Shemesu Ba'aleha. According to the way Tosfos understood the Kasha of the Gemara, the Torah would be, since even Rehuda is masking that by a carbon Tzibor we don't say the Hilchos of Chatas Shemesu Ba'aleha, well, there would not be a Mekar, the Ein Kapar L'Mesim when it comes to a carbon Tzibor. According to this, it will come out Maisa, the Maskanas of Gemara is, when it comes to a carbon Tzibor, Yesh Kapar L'Mesim. Now, we'll continue on, the Gemara B'Hemshach brings Minolei L'Rav Papa Ho. Has Rav Papa know this cloud that Einat Tzibor Mesim? There's no Hilchos of Chatas Shemesu Ba'aleha by a carbon Tzibor, even according to Yehuda. The Gemara says he learns from Seir Regalim V'Roshei Chadashim, the Amar Achman Aysinu Mitshuma Salishka, the Torah says to buy these Seirim for the money of the Truma Salishka, V'dilma Mesa Marayu Dahani Zuzi, Elav Shramino Einat Tzibor Mesim. The Gemara's Rai is, why don't you have to be Chayshish, that some of the Tzibor who sent their Machtas a Shekel, and they have a Chilik of these Karbonis, that they had died, and therefore the Seirim would get a Din of Chatas and Mesis. From here you see that we're not Chayshish, since even if they would die, it would not be a problem, Einat Tzibor Mesim, when it comes to Karbon Tzibor. Now firstly, although the Lashon of the Gemara is, V'dilma Mesa Marayu Dahani Zuzi, the Lashon Lachari would be mashma that the chashash is on these specific coins, the ones who gave these coins as their machzas hashekel, maybe they died. However, the Lashon of Rashi is not mashma this way. Rashi Dibur Maschal Hainu Taima, when he explains these words of the Gemara, Dilma Mesa Marayu Dahanach Zuzi, Rashi says, K'tas mi oisan she'aviu hashkolim mesu koidim aragolim. Rashi's mashma, we're not talking about the ones who gave these coins, that there's someone who gave machzas hashekel, after they give machzas hashekel, everyone has a chik in all of the coins. Chashash is maybe someone gave Machzas a shekel, he died, and then it would be a problem. In the Tosfos HaRosh, however, on the side of the Gemara in Hori is Davav Amar Aleph, he seems to explain that like this. The sugya over there has a similar shekel v'tarya, where there's a din of Chatas Shemesu Bala that has to go to Misa by a Chatas HaTzibor. There also, the Gemara raises this point that the Sibay Reish Chodesh, L'Chari should have to be Chayshish, maybe someone died, and then it should have a din of Chatas Shemesu Bala. The Maisa of the Gemara over there says that it's not a Vaday, it's only a Sofik. It's not a Vaday that someone died, and the Tosfos HaRosh over there says that even though the Chayr it is a Vaday, from the whole Klai Yisrael, someone definitely did die after the Machzas HaShekel was collected. And he says, no, what the Gemara means to say is that we should be Chayshish, and maybe this specific money came from someone who died. That already is not a Vaday, that's a Sofik. The Tosfos HaRosh, the Chayr is explaining different than Rashi over here. The Chayr would need a Hesber. Why is the Chashash specifically about the one who gave this money? The Chayr, everyone has a Chilik now in all of the money. There should not be a chilik if the one who died gave this specific money or gave other money. Either way, there should be a problem. So this is discussed in the Kilas Yaakov, the Stipler and Hurrius and Simin Vav. He mentioned this Tosfos HaRosh, and he says the Tosfos HaRosh is Mavur. The only time there will be a tzad to say that it's considered Chatas Shemesu Bala is if this specific money which was used to buy the Sawyer came from someone who had died. And he asked the Chayr, there is no Bailus to that specific person any more than the rest of Klai Yisrael. Once he gives it over to the Gevaya, he no longer has any Bailus in it anymore. And furthermore, besides that, he says the Bailas in the din of Chatas Shemesu Baleo will be telling the Miskaper, and here all of Klai Yisrael were considered the Miskaperim. For example, he says if one person is Makdash Chatas for someone else's Kapara, and the Makdash dies, it's surely that we know din of Chatas Shemesu Baleo, and definitely is telling the Miskaper. If so, here as well, what difference does it make who gave this specific Makdash HaShekel? Either way, the Miskaper of this carbon is all Klai Yisrael. If there's a din of Chatas Shemesu Baleo, by a carbon Tzibor, it would not make a difference who is the one who gave the money to buy this specific carbon. L'maisa, the stipler over there is Mefalba with this Tosfos HaRosh, and then he leaves off with Sarachin. Ba'akabam, he does say that even if he will accept what the Tosfos HaRosh says, that the din of Mesu Bala will be telling the one who gave the money to buy the carbon, not in all of Klai Yisrael, which are the Miskaprim. So, but that's Pasha that when it comes to a carbon Yachid, if one person is Makdash or Chatas for someone else to be Miskaper with, there for sure the din would be that the din Mesu Bala will be telling the Miskaper, not in the Makdash. Now another point to mention is that even if you learn like Rashi over here, that the Chashash is not specifically about the ones who gave those Shkolim, and the Chashash is about anyone who gave Machzas HaShekel, they all have a Chilik in the Karbonis. If any of them died also, the din will be that you have a din of Chatas Shemesu Baleha. But still it's mashma that someone who did not give Machzas HaShekel, and him already were not concerned if he died, that would not give a din to the Karbonis of Chatas Shemesu Baleha. Even though there is a Gemara in Ksubas Daf Kuf Ches which says, Tormin ala Ovur v'ala Govi v'ala Osir Ligvais, when they take from the Shumah Salishka to buy the Karbonis at Tzibor, they buy the Karbonis on behalf of everyone, so everyone should be Niskaper with these Karbonis. Even someone who did not yet give the Machzas HaShekel, or he sent it and got lost, or he was planning on sending it, we take from the Shumah Salishka on behalf of them as well. In other words, they also get a chilek on these Karbonis Tzibor. Rashi of there is Mavur, that even someone who never eventually sent his Machzas HaShekel, he also will have a chilek because we're tayrim for him as well. If so, this would be ha'ar on Rashi over here. Rashi over here said the chash is that k'tas me'osin sheheviu ashkalim mesu. Maybe from those who brought the shkalim, maybe some of them died. Mashmais is only concerned about those who brought shkalim. The chayr according to that gemara k'subas kovches, even people who did not bring shkalim, they also have a chilek in their karbonis. If so, it should also be a problem if they die. That should also give a din chatzas shemesu ba'aleha. As far as people who are not mechuyif to give machzas ha-shekel, so there's a famous tshuva from Rabbi Kaveger, Chelik Aleph Simon Tes, he discusses over there whether Noshim are mechuyif to daven Tfilas Musaf. And Kaveger suggests that maybe they should be potter from Tfilas Musaf, since we know that Noshim did not have to have a chelik in the Karbonas Musaf. The way we know that Rabbi Kaveger says is now if they did not have to give a machzas ha-shekel. Since they did not give machzas ha-shekel, they did not have the chelik in the Karbonis of the Musaf. When the term Tshuma Salishka to buy the Karbonis at Sibor, they only bought it on behalf of those who gave machzas ha-shekel, whereas the Gemara Ksubis is Mevur, even those who did not actually give, but only those who are Mechuyiv to give, Rabbi Kaveger understands, someone who is not Mechuyiv to give, like Noshim, they did not have a Chelik in the Karbonis Tzibor. Therefore, Rabbi Kaveger says, if they did not have to have a Chelik in the Musaf, the main Noshim also will be potter from Tfilas Musaf. From there we see that even if we are tayim from the Truma Salishka on behalf of those who did not send their Machzas HaShekel, that's only people who are Mechuyiv to send, someone who is potter to send, like Noshim, Rabbi Kaveger is Mevur, we're not talking on behalf of them, they do not have a chilek in the Karbonis Tzibor. If so, when the Gemara over here says that we should be choshesh and maybe someone died, that will give it a din of chatas shemesu ba'aleha. It would not apply to Noshim. If an Isha had died, it would not give a din of chatas shemesu ba'aleha. If so, maybe that's the pshat and the lashon of the Gemara. Why does the Gemara address anything about the Shkalim? The Chai Gemara should have just said that maybe someone from the Tzibor died and that should give a din of chatas shemesu ba'aleha. The terrorist will be that only someone who's mechuyif to give the machzas ha-shekel, they have a chilek in the Karbon Tzibor. And that's the ones who were concerned that maybe they died. That's how the Gemara uses this lashon Dilma Mesa Marau de Hanezuzi. We're addressing the Machzas HaShekel. But again, as we saw before, this is not the Mashmais of Rashi. Rashi says, Rechoshet, that maybe someone who actually gave Machzas HaShekel, maybe he died. So there'll still be Ha'aron Rashi from that Gemara in Ksubis Kovches. Now Rashi, in the same Dira Masl which we just quoted, he continues and he says, what exactly is the Chash? He says, Rechoshet, someone who gave money to the Machzas HaShekel, he died Koidim Haragolim. Anyone who gave money to the Machzas HaShekel has a chilek in the Karbonis, and Machzas that one of them died, Koidim Haragolim. The Rashi does not mention that the Chashash is that perhaps someone died after these Karbonis were bought already. The Mashmais of Rashi is that even if the Chashash should be they died before the Karbonis were bought, also there should be a problem of Chatas Shemesu Ba'aleha. And the Chashash, this is difficult, as we mentioned from Tosfos before. The only time we have a din of chatas shemesu ba'aleha is if the bayam died after the hafrasha of the carbon. If whoever the bayam died before the hafrasha of the carbon, that's not included in the hilchos of chatas shemesu ba'aleha. If so, what does Rashi mean over here? L'chay Rashi should have explained differently. He should have explained the chashashas that maybe after you buy these se'irim, then someone who gave money, he would die. That would give it a din of chatas shemesu ba'aleha. So if we take a look in the Rashi in Harius on Vav Amar Aleph, and Dibur Maschal Misoy Resh Chaydesh, there, when he explains the chash that maybe someone died, his lashon over there is Vaduma Maisilhum Yisrael La'achar Shenitrima Trumas Halishka. The chash is after they were tayrim from the lishka. We know that 3 times a year they took out money from the lishka where the machzas ha-shekel was kept, and used that money to buy the karbonis tzibor. Rashi explains the chash is that if after they were tayrim from the trumas halishka, then someone died, then it should get a din of chatas shemesu ba'aleha. The Chai Rashi seems to understand that once they were tayrim the trumas halishka and this money that they took out was going to be used for the karbonis that they need for the tzibor, including the chatois, the siri v'shchaydash, and the siri regolim. From that point already, we look at it as if some of the money was designated to buy chatois with it, and that we know from the mission later on, daf chav beiz amid beiz, that the din of chatas shemesu baleh applies not only in a case where he bought a karbon, he was mafish a chatas and then he died, even if he was mafish mois, he gave kedushas dom to the money to buy a chatas and then he died, also the din will be, and it has the din chatas shemesu baleh, and the money has to go liyam ha-melech. Here as well, if there will be din chatas shemesu baleh by chatois at tzibor, from the point that the term Truma Salishka, some of this money is considered to have been designated to buy the chatois, if at that point already someone from the tzibor dies, the money should get a din of chatas shemesu baleha. This point also will need further iyun. Now, I mentioned an interesting kasha which the Achoinim ask on this line of the Gemara of Vidoma Mesa Mareo de Hanizuzi, is the chelik of the money which is shaykh to someone who died, and therefore should get a din of chatas shemesis, they ask, why don't we say the klal of bittel? Since most of the money over here is shaykh to people who are still alive, even if there's a mir of people who died, that money should get a din of chatois hameisus. Why don't we say that money is nisbatel to the roiv, and if it would not be any problem over here of chatois hameisus. The other zachrin want to answer this question based on a toisus in me'ilo daf chofalo from a beiz, dibra maslo puta. It So this is there is mechadish that a matbeya is something which is considered a dafer choshev and does not have a din of bittul. If there's a matbeya over here which is shaykh to a person who died, that matbeya would not be able to be nisbatul to other matbeyas. However, this tarot would seem to be difficult. That tarot over there is talking about there was one specific coin which was hegdish and it fell into a kiss that had other mois of chulin. The other tarot says that a matbeya is choshev, it is not bittul. Over here, there's no one specific matbeya which is shaykh to the person who died, as we explained earlier. All of the money, each matbeya has been given over to the tzibor. Now everyone has a chilek in all of the mois of the tzibor. If, since it's not one specific coin which is shaykh to the person who died, that cloud of tzitzis wouldn't help over here. That cloud is only when it's a specific matbeya that has a chashivas. Shaking over here, when everyone in the tzibor has a mashuhu, has a chilek in each matbeya, then you would not have that svara of tzitzis. The mois poshut the mahach to answer this kasha. Since here each person who gave machzor a shekel has a chilek of mominus in the karbonis which are brought, and then it's not shaykh bittul. The same way, if many people own something, each person, even though he's only a miyut, you don't say his chelik is bottle to the rest. Since he has a schus mamun, a mamunistic right in something is not something which could be in his battle. Here as well, is a chelik of the carbon, which is the mamunist of the one who died, and then it's not shaykh bittul. Now the Gemara then continues, and the Gemara says, V'ibayis eim ba'ki akrivinu l'hani chatois, achai akrivinu. The Gemara says, another way to answer this question, how could the oily buffalo bring this iri avodah zarah? If someone once who did that very had died already, the Gemara is trying to say over here that maybe really you could hold not like Rav Papa, and according to Rav Yehuda, there is a din chatos shameses, by chatos tzibra shamesu ba'leho. And we won't say like the Yisrael of Rav Papa ain't at tzibra mesim, and Echanami coins this, we'll have to know how to answer his raya from Siri Regolim and Siri Rosh Chadoshim. And in truth, the Gemara hurries that Vav does have a way of being madchad this raya. But Rav Papa, the Gemara now in the Yibayev saying was explaining, really, there is a din of chatos shemesu ba'leo by chatos tibur according to Rabbi Yehuda. This irim that the early Bavel brought were only intended to be mechaper for those who were still alive. Those who did that very but had died out already, the carbon was never hufresh to be mechaper for them. Now, according to what we explained from Tosis before, the Gemara never had a half minute to say that in this case, the chatos have a din of chatos shemesu ba'leo, since that fresh was after they died already. The din of chatos shemesu ba'leo is only in the case where that fresh was before they died. As originally the Gemara's taina was, and we see from this carbon of the Seiri of Oidazara which the Oile Bavo brought, that there's no din inka par lemesim by a chatas atzibor, that will not fit with that which Rabbi Yehuda holds, that there is din chatas amesis by chatas atzibor shemesu ba'leha. Since if there was such a hilchos of chatas shemesu ba'leha by carbon tzibor, that would show us that even by carbon tzibor inka par lemesim, that was the Gemara's original kasha. According to the Bayef Seiyu now, the Gemara is saying there's no raya. Now, they never meant to bring the carbonis on behalf of those who died, so really you could say that even by carbon tzibor, in kapar lemesim. Therefore, would not be seared to the Alf Shabiyudu would hold that there is din chatas shemesu ba'leha by chatas atzibor. Now, just finish off, the Gemara towards the banner brings the maisa b'chosir echad, shayo ganeach meliboy, shalu l'reifim v'armu ein like takana atchiyunik cholev v'seach. The Gemara there relates how this chosid, they brought an ace for him and they tied it to his bed, and when the Chum came to visit him, they cried out, listen, mazim m'teich besay, they didn't want to go inside. The Gemara continues that Bashas Misa he said, Yedani ba'atzmi she'im bi'ovoin elishal oisa ha'iz bovad, she'avarti al divrei chaveray, she'ari omru chacham im begadlim behimodaka beretz Yisrael. The Gemara continues that the Gemara says this chassid was either Yehuda ben Bava or Yehuda ben Eloi. And this Gemara appears in Baba Kama daf Pei as well. That's where this Mishnah is of im begadlim behimodaka beretz Yisrael. And the Rashi over there in Baba Kama, in the Chedusha Agodas, he asks, why did the Chacham not want to go visit him? Why did they consider this such a serious Avera? And the Chacham, he did it Mishim Refuah. And the Rashi says, the Chacham, you have to say that he was a Chalash Eibay Sakana. If he was a Chalash Eishbay Sakana, he definitely would be allowed to do this, and the Chacham would not have refrained from going to visit him. Now, the Meiri over there, however, in Baba Kama, he doesn't want to learn like this. He doesn't want to say there was a Chalash Eibay Sakana. The Chacham, the Lashon of the Gemara is, Amru Einlay Takana, the Reifim said that he doesn't have any way to be healed. If so, why was it considered such an serious avera? So Mir over there has an interesting teretz. He says, "Af bishav mokam pikuach nefesh hutru ha'yisurim lishrapi behem." Still, dover shenesam mikayach takana, something which the Chacham asked umichshash pseidas achirim roy lahachmer b'yoyser. Mir is bothered. L'chayr one can be mishrapi with even a dvar iser. So what was the problem over here? He says that takana which the Chacham made because he may come to cause someone a loss. That's more chomer. Now you have to be machmir even with mokem sakana. Rabbi Chanan in the Kibbutz Shlomim Baba Kama and Ois Peiches on that Gemara over there, he brings this meiri and he asks on him. He says, "V'teima v'adi iser gezel hutar b'mokem sakana." He says, "It's pasha that one can be even iser of gezel b'mokem sakana." So here, even if he would be over the Isser of Gezel, which Lemaisa he wasn't, he tied it to his bed, but even if we would be Choshish, that he would get out and it would steal from other people, that was the whole Takana to be Choshish for Isser Gezel, still that definitely would be Mutter B'Mokim Sakana. Now Lemaisa we do find that this is not so poshut, and the Truvus Ha'elof L'Chashleima from Rishleima Kluger, in Yeridea Simin Reish, he discusses that which the dinit that one could be Mistrapa even with the Dvar Isser B'Mokim Sakana. One can heal himself however he's able to, even if that involves being over an Isser. However, he says, what about, can one be misrape? Can he heal himself by taking someone else's money? So he says, if you know who you took it from and you plan on paying back, that definitely would be mutter. He quotes the Gemara Baba Kama, which talks about a case where a person had a barrel of dvash, the barrel broke and the honey was pouring out, and he saw over there someone else's barrel of wine, and then as he could pour out the person's wine and use the barrel to save his own dvash, if his intentions are to repay the person for his wine. So if he's allowed to do that to save his own dvash, surely he's allowed to do it to save his life. He could take someone else's money, al-manas, to pay for it. However, what about in a case where he's not going to be able to pay back? He's going to take someone else's money, but he's not going to know who it is, or for whatever reason he's not going to be able to pay back. Is he allowed to do that to save his own life? And Rav Shlomo Kluger over there brings Er Gemara, the case of Maisa B'Chosid Echad. He's bothered by this kasha l'cher, since it was a sakonis nefoshis. As Lashon of the Gemara says, the Reifim told him, "Ein le takana et shiyinek cholev reiseach." If it was a sakana, so why was it not mutter for him to take the A's, even though there was a takana to be chayshish mishum gezel, the that should also be mutter b'mokam sakana. From here, Shlomo Kluger proves an important yisoid. Now we should say a person can be over all averis except for the gimel chamurais in order to save his life. That's only averis that are ben adam l'mokam. But averis ben adam l'chaveroi, if he's going to harm his friend and he's not going to be able to pay back, there is no heter, even if it's at the expense of his own life. Here, by the case of the A's could eat from different people's fields, he's not going to be able to pay back. For that, there is no heter. This is what he wants to prove from our sugya. Lemaisa, he's mefalpa about this. He quotes the Gemara Numa, which he says, L'chor is mash, but the other way around. Lemaisa, in the end, he leaves off with Tzorach Iyun.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf and shas, including Mara Maclemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the DAF worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.